And so how do you feel being exposed to the American music scene with this new EP?
Oh, well, it's brilliant, you know. I mean, obviously, I've had a lot of American influences, and I've always wanted to come over here and, you know, be able to play my music. And to have an EP out over here and to be playing shows, I mean, I couldn't ask for much more, really, you know.
Right, considering your influences, I mean, you've been called an old soul by tons of music sites already. So, what are your influences? What did you grow up on?
Well, I mean, I started listening to, you know, people like Don McLean, Buddy Holly, and Donovan, and Robert Johnson, and, you know, all that rootsy kind of stuff. And then, it's like a timeline, isn't it? And then I just went back and discovered who all their influences were, and then trying to put them into my own music as much as I could.
All right, considering that, do you have anything on your iPod that you're a little ashamed of, like a guilty pleasure artist, someone that your fans wouldn't expect that you listen to?
Guilty pleasures. I listen to a little bit of Jean-Michel Jarre and Van Gaddis.
Yeah.
They were the pioneers of all that electronic music, and you know, there's some great stuff in there, and get some great sounds. And yeah, you know, I listen to any music. It could be something that's in the top 40 today. If it's a good song, then brilliant, I'll listen to it.
Okay, American music is a lot more about pizzazz than substance nowadays. I mean, how do you think your music is going to appeal to a mainstream American audience?
I'm not sure how it's going to appeal. I mean, if it connects with people, then that's important and that's brilliant for me. And if people don't like it, then, you know, I'm not too bothered either. You know, I just think it's about being honest and, you know, singing from the heart.
Hey, what was the story behind As Simple As This? How was that song written?
I was just in the studio one day. I went to see my friend Matt, who I wrote the song with. You know, we was just chatting and, you know, having a catch up about how things had been, and then I told him, I was at a point where, you know, I felt like I kept coming up against, you know, obstacles, you know, in life that you have to come across. And you know, I was looking for as many ways to get past these obstacles as I could, and trying all the ways. And in the end, you know, the answers are just—it's very simple. Sometimes it's just right in front of you.
Okay, I don't know if you're a big video gamer or not, but there's a video game that was released about 4 years ago. It's called Fallout. It's basically post-apocalyptic. The whole world basically ends, and a man has to kind of travel through the rummage. And the only music that survives is, like, you know, 1930s and 40s, like, you know, pop standards and, like, folk music and stuff like that. The first time I heard Fire, it kind of reminded me of that game. What was the inspiration for Fire?
Well, it's funny you say that, you know, because I get the vision of, you know, something like that, you know, because I have that game, and, you know, and the way that, you know, that apocalyptic world ending sort of thing, and, you know, I could imagine that song being played on some old cracked out radio, you know, just in the middle of nowhere, and that's kind of the vision that I had when I did the song. And I wanted to keep that, you know, that, well, that, just that authenticity about it, and I just recorded it on my iPhone, you know, I'd written the song, and then recorded on my iPhone, and the label were like, well, that's the best version, and let's put it on the record. So I was surprised.
What are your long-term goals in music? What do you really want to accomplish?
I've already accomplished much more than I could imagine. I mean, I just want to keep making records and travel the world and play people my music. That's what I want, man.
Okay, you've traveled around the United States a bit so far this year already. Is there one place in particular that you've enjoyed? Is there, on the other hand, is there a place that you really want to go to that you haven't been yet?
I really enjoyed Texas and Nashville. Nashville was cool. The Ryman, where I played with Nolan Snow Patrol, that was an incredible experience. And, you know, the atmosphere. whole room is just, it's quite overwhelming, really. I mean, John Cash and like Hank Williams and people like that have played there. And one place that I'd like to go, which I haven't been yet, I'd like to go to Mississippi. I haven't been down to Mississippi yet.
Okay. Moving forward, are you working on anything new? I mean, you said your goal is to continue to make music, so you have this EP out, but are you working on anything new?
The record's already finished, and that'll be out later. And, I'm still continuing to write. I mean, that's my favorite part of what I do, you know, and that's why I do it, because I enjoy that the most. And so I've always got ideas knocking around while I'm working on new stuff.
Okay, the way the music scene is now, it's very different from, the 40s, 50s, 60s, even, as late as the 70s and 80s, where people would listen to an entire album full through, go on a nice ride and listen to an album full through. Now they kind of cherry pick. They'll see a song on iTunes, they'll download that. If they like that, maybe they'll download the whole album. If someone had to pick a track off of your EP, which one do you think that they should pick and why?
It's a tough question, that, I don't have a favourite song off my EP, or I don't necessarily listen back much to my own music. I mean, when I write my songs, I want them to be all of them to be up to a substantial level that I'm happy with, and, I always want there to be something in there for everyone. So, someone might pick Slide, might be different to someone who enjoys listening to Two Fingers more. So I can't really say. I mean, it's just I just think there's something in there for everybody to listen to.
Okay. Do you remember the moment that you kind of said to yourself, music was what you wanted to do as a career? Was there a song that you listened to or somebody you saw perform? Like, how did it happen?
As soon as I picked up the guitar, I fell in love with it straight away, and I knew that from then it was my dream to, I wanted to do it as a career. And it's kind of all I wanted to do. I didn't have the safety net when I left school. I didn't have anything else lined up. But, I never thought I'd get the opportunity to actually do it. I mean, I knew I always wanted to, but the fact that people have taken a chance and given me time to listen to my music is I'm very grateful for that.
Again, the way the music industry is shaped up now, I mean, album sales are important, but touring is always important. Who do you think would be somebody that you'd love to tour with?
Somebody I'd love to tour with. It'd be cool to tour with Neil Young. That would be cool. Maybe the Arctic Monkeys, a cool band. I think I'll be doing a lot of my own shows from now on. So. And, I'll just wait and see who asks.
Okay. Moving forward, what do you think? What do you think that you have to give to the American audience that they haven't seen yet? There's a lot of young, hungry musicians out there. How do you think you're different from them?
Well, I don't know how I'm different. I think what it all comes down to at the end of the day, it's all about practice. And I think, some people. Some young musicians, they spend their time trying to emulate an artist I don't have a specific favourite artist. I listen to, everything that I can and try and take a little bit from each one and still try and put my own twist onto it. And I guess what's most important is it's just about being honest and singing from the soul. I think that's the most